The sand beneath my feet shifts as I make my way towards the waves. The wet sand molds itself to my feet as the soft waves rush to greet me. I take comfort in the knowledge that as long as I don't venture too far into the unknown, I will be safe. Staring out across the horizon, I breathe in the salty ocean air and listen to the wind howling as it whips my hair behind me. Above me, I hear the seagulls squawk and scream their obscenities as the raging waves respond to them in turn with each thunderous crash. I'm calm. I'm at ease. I know that I'm safe as long as I stay on the shore, and yet I sense the storm of uncertainty and doubt brewing inside me. Wow, you're a writer? What kind of writer are you? It's a familiar question that has haunted me for years. I squirm beneath the question, muttering a half-answer before changing the subject. Unbeknownst to the inquirer, the seemingly innocent question keeps me awake at night, tossing and turning, fearing for a future I'm not sure I can reach. How can I readily produce an answer to such a question when I find myself struggling to pen down a single word? Is there a single correct answer to that question? I'm not so sure anymore. Yet I still find myself struggling to fit into the conventional definition of a writer. Read excessively, write expressively, rinse and repeat in perfectly coordinated rhythm, writing with complete assurance in their skills, leading the words across the page in perfect time, with ease. Maybe I did once upon a time, but the words elude my grasp now. Perhaps I'm to blame for letting the words slip through my fingers, but words are fickle little things with minds of their own, powerful in their own right, but clumsy in my hands. Empty vessels refusing to depart from the safety of the harbor. The words simply refuse to carry what I wish to convey. Can I read what you've written? My heart pounds as I carefully analyze their faces, desperately searching their eyes for any sign of disinterest. Did they glaze over? Is it terrible? Are they bored? I knew I shouldn't have let them read it. It's not ready. I'm not ready. The thin tendrils of doubt twist through my stomach as they make their way to my throat. I feel it wrap its slender fingers around my throat, choking me in its vice, stifling the words, stifling my voice. You don't have what it takes, it whispers. I find myself suddenly pulled into deep waters, way out of my depth, with nothing to keep me afloat in uncharted territory. Wave after wave, I feel my doubts pushing me under, punishing me for daring to leave the safety of the shore. Can I do this? Am I doing the right thing? What am I even doing here? The harder I try to fight these thoughts, the harder the waves of doubt push me under until I find myself tumbling, caught in the undertow. In that moment, I feel the strength and power of each wave and I'm consciously aware of my lack. Desperately, I pull myself above the waves, trying to pull myself back to safety, aching to breathe a sigh of relief. Once again, I retreat back to my refuge on the shore. Will I ever be ready? Why don't you write anymore? They ask. Writer's block, I replied. It's a safe answer, readily accepted with no deeper explanation needed. The solace of this answer grants me safe refuge from their inquisition, but this safety comes at a price. Block by block, I build my fortress with blocked words that never make their way to the page, using it as an excuse to hide behind. A carefully crafted shield to maintain the facade, because how else can I explain the heavy feeling of inadequacy that sits on my shoulders? How else can I explain the overwhelming sense of doubt that inhabits the deepest crevices of my mind? The ideas swirl around my mind, trying to find a small crack to flow through, desperately trying to find the chink in my armor to escape out into the void. I can feel the essence of the words sitting on the tips of my fingers, just waiting to be released, and yet the words don't sit right. I stare at the blank screen, taunting me with its emptiness, the blinking cursor daring me to fill the page. For each word that gets painstakingly penned down, a sentence gets deleted. Writing and deleting, writing and deleting in this game of tug-of-war between the words I want to express and the words that end up on the page. Wrestling with the words, wrestling with my own insecurities, before finally deleting it in grief-stricken frustration at my own inadequacy. What kind of writer struggles with words? so I sit within my fortress of blocks to protect me from the waves of doubt that I am too afraid to face, grieving the chances I never took. It's the grief that weighs heavily on my mind, the never truly knowing that eats away at me. It's foolish, I suppose, to associate this loss with the kind of grief reserved for the loss of a loved one, and yet I feel the loss all the same. Trapped in a state of what if, leaving an endless procession of opportunities nipped in the bud. As I sit with this grief, I become well acquainted with my doubt. The longer I sit with my doubt, the more I begin to discern the true nature of the weight that has anchored itself to my mind. Beneath the doubt, beneath the insecurity and the excuses, lay a far more dangerous foe. Fear. I had allowed my fear to sow the seeds of self-doubt, allowing them to take root in my mind. Hiding behind the excuse of writer's block had offered protection from the waves of uncertainty that threatened to breach the shore where I stood. But it also held me prisoner. What I had mistaken for protection had actually been my prison. My own fear had prevented me from breaching the borders of my fortress for far too long. These lost opportunities were the price I paid for that safety, but now the price of safety has become too painful to pay, and so I'm faced with a single choice: to write. To write in spite of the fear, in spite of the uncertainty, in spite of the doubt, to redefine what it means for me to be a writer. Perhaps writing and being a writer isn't a circular motion of merely reading and writing on repeat, but rather a constant state of movement that comes and goes like the waves that rush to shore in sparks of inspiration, continually revising, returning, reimagining, revisioning. Little by little, the walls begin to crack and the words begin to trickle out. Perhaps I don't need to wrestle with the words. Perhaps the game of tug-of-war I had imagined writing to be has really been a dance after all, a delicate waltz between partners, requiring one to lead and the other to follow. So block by block, I take down my fortress of blocked words and use them to build a path instead. And as each block comes down, I let the words take their place on the page, following wherever they lead me. Though the path may not be stable, and it most certainly won't be perfect, it will be my own. Doubt is not a mountain you overcome or conquer. Doubt is but a shadow that closely follows behind you, mirroring your every move. The beauty of the shadow is that it isn't a part of you. It walks two steps behind you, projecting a reflection of your own dark beliefs and insecurities back onto yourself. To rid yourself of the shadow, then, you need only to step away from the scrutiny of the spotlight. As cliche as it sounds, there is so much truth to it. Doubt and fear cannot be overcome, and much like the raging sea, they cannot be tamed. Rather than seeking to control doubt and fear, then, the focus should be on not letting them control you. You see, when you allow doubt to inhabit your mind, you encourage it to inhibit you from taking part in your transformation from the writer you are to the writer you are yet to become. This transformation only happens when you realize that writing comes with unavoidable risks. But unavoidable doesn't mean unmanageable. So dance across the blank page, march along to the beat of the blinking cursor, embrace the ideas and dance with the words. Let them be your guide. Staring out across the horizon, I breathe a sigh of relief. Turning away, I begin my walk away from the shore, stumbling as I go. I look back at where I've been and watch as the waves wash away the places in the sand where I've stumbled, forgiving of the misstep. The waves were never meant to be feared, nor was I meant to fear them. I am meant to ride them through the storms, trusting that they will carry me through.